Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into The Psychology of Selling by Brian Tracy. This insightful book offers a deep look at the psychology behind buying behaviors and presents techniques that top-tier salespeople use to enhance their sales performance. Brian Tracy, a Canadian-born author now based in the United States, brings his extensive experience as a professional speaker and sales trainer to the fore. With a repertoire of best-selling non-fiction books such as Focal Points, Goals, Create Your Own Future, and Million Dollar Habits, Tracy is well-equipped to guide readers through the intricacies of effective selling. The Psychology of Selling is an essential read for sales professionals aiming to refine their sales technique, for individuals seeking to boost their self-confidence in commercial settings, and for anyone looking to improve their negotiating skills. Through the course of this book, you'll learn not just how to sell, but how to sell well in any market conditions. Join us as we explore key strategies that can transform your approach to sales and help you achieve remarkable success. The Psychology of Selling. Increase your sales faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Introduction. Unlock the secrets of sales success with psychological insights. Think sales is a natural-born talent? Think again. While it may seem that some people are just gifted with immense confidence and persuasive prowess, the reality is far different. Sales skills can be learned, honed, and mastered by anyone, regardless of their starting point. In exploring the key principles laid down by a leading authority in sales, we uncover the mental strategies and techniques that can transform an average salesperson into a top performer. Want to outperform your colleagues and see your commission soar? It's time to dive into the transformative insights that can make it happen. You'll discover how your subconscious mind can be leveraged as a powerful tool in sales, the importance of continuous learning and adaptation in sales mastery, and why unlocking the trust and comfort of prospects is essential to your sales success. By tapping into the psychological aspects of selling, anyone can amplify their sales capabilities and achieve remarkable success in this competitive field. Part 1. Supercharge your sales success with subconscious motivation. What might seem like a simple household tool, the humble to-do list, could become your secret weapon in the sales game. Yes, that same list that reminds you to buy groceries and run errands has much more potential than it gets credit for. For sales professionals, tapping into the power of the subconscious mind is a game changer. And the to-do list is a surprisingly effective way to do that. Think about it. Your interactions with clients aren't just logical. They're deeply influenced by intuitive responses to nonverbal cues. Your subconscious is always at work, gauging smiles, nods, and frowns. Here's a tip. Instead of jotting down daily chores, why not use your list to outline the deep-seated reasons behind your sales goals? This approach transforms your to-do list into a treasure trove of personal motivators, each reason acting as a silent cheerleader for your subconscious. Imagine a sales manager driven by a vision of a shiny new car and a scenic mountain road trip. Strong motivators, undoubtedly. Now, consider another manager whose list includes renovating his home, buying a family dog, and planning an exotic vacation in China. This extensive list doesn't just represent wishes, it's a robust arsenal of motivation that keeps him resilient and less prone to discouragement. These motivational insights are essential tools for every salesperson looking to leverage their subconscious for better performance. In our next discussion, we'll explore another critical aspect enhancing sales effectiveness, boosting self-esteem. Stay tuned to understand why feeling good about yourself can directly impact your sales results. Part 2. Elevate your sales game by building self-esteem. If looking in the mirror and declaring yourself the top sales manager in the country seems a bit over the top, you might be surprised by the potent impact it can have on your psyche and sales performance. Although it feels a bit like a pep talk from a sports movie, this exercise is grounded in the power of positive affirmations and the profound influence they can have on your subconscious mind. Every statement you make about yourself, especially those repeated frequently, starts to paint a mental image that your subconscious begins to accept as the truth. Consider the times you might have labeled yourself unfairly during a mishap. "I'm such an idiot." Sounds familiar, right? Unfortunately, this negative self-talk can become a self-fulfilling prophecy, leading to repeated errors. In contrast, positive affirmations like, "I am calm, confident, and powerful," can transform your self-perception. By regularly reinforcing a positive image of yourself, your subconscious will start aligning your actions with this upgraded self-view. Essentially, you help to reprogram your mind to act under the assumption that these positive traits are already inherent in you. This strategy isn't just theoretical, but incredibly practical, particularly in the high-stakes scenarios of sales pitches. Top sales performers often prep for significant meetings by recalling their best sales interactions, mentally setting the stage to recreate that success. On the other hand, if a salesperson focuses on past failures, the anxiety and self-doubt this generates can sabotage even the most well-prepared pitch. Thus, harnessing the power of positive self-impressions not only boosts your self-esteem, but directly enhances your performance, ensuring you approach each sales opportunity with confidence and poise. Part 3. Enhance your sales expertise by associating with like-minded professionals. The road to professional enhancement doesn't halt at graduation. Rather, it's a lifelong journey of continual learning and self-improvement. In the realm of sales, where the landscape shifts rapidly and new challenges arise daily, staying updated and adaptable is crucial. Set an ambitious yet attainable goal for yourself. Learn something new every day. Whether it's a snippet from a podcast or a technique spotted in an article, make it a point to integrate this newfound knowledge into your practice at the earliest opportunity. Consider the case of a salesperson who transformed his daily commute into a mini classroom. By listening to audio programs focused on self-enhancement topics such as boosting self-esteem, organizing daily tasks, and honing sales strategies, he armed himself with actionable insights each day. The application of these lessons at work didn't just fit seamlessly into his routine, it significantly boosted his sales performance. But learning shouldn't be a solitary endeavor. Surrounding yourself with a group of driven, passionate individuals can dramatically elevate your own aspirations and achievements. This network, or your reference group, should consist of peers who not only share your professional values, but also embody the qualities and success you strive to achieve. Consider a sales manager stuck in mediocrity, his performance echoed by the unmotivated, stagnant energy of his peers. Upon switching circles, aligning himself with accomplished sales professionals, and actively seeking their counsel, he could completely transform his sales approach and results. Thus, both personal education and the company you keep play pivotal roles in your sales success. By enriching your mind and aligning with high achievers, you set a dynamic course toward outstanding sales performance. Part 4. Master the art of questioning to enhance your sales approach. Imagine walking into a store keen on purchasing a product, but the salesperson bombards you with every conceivable fact about the item except how it benefits you. Chances are, you'd walk out without making a purchase. This scenario underscores a common mistake in sales: not aligning the product's features with the customer's needs. The key to successful selling isn't just about showcasing a product's features, it's about making the product relevant to the customer. For example, if a salesperson is trying to sell a car, merely highlighting the advanced engine or the vibrant color won't suffice. It becomes compelling when the salesperson explains how these features translate into direct benefits for the buyer, such as fuel efficiency, ample trunk space, or an innovative parking assistance system. However, what should you do if it's not immediately apparent what the customer wants or needs? This is where strategic questioning comes into play. Ask purposeful questions to delve deeper into the customer's motivations and desires. For instance, if a family is considering buying a house, don't assume you know their priority. Ask about it. Is it the price, the proximity to top-tier schools, or the need for more space that's driving their decision? By maintaining a curious and customer-focused approach, you'll uncover the true needs of your prospects. This information enables you to tailor your presentation effectively, making your sales pitch not only more engaging, but also more likely to result in a successful transaction. Remember, the more you know about your customers' needs, the better you can serve those needs with your product. Part 5. Understanding the role of social recognition in consumer choices. When we think about why people buy products, it might seem straightforward. They need something, or they want the best value for their money. However, the driving forces behind consumer behavior are often more complex, particularly when it comes to the psychological aspect of purchasing. One significant factor is the desire for social recognition. People frequently make purchases based on how they believe it will affect their image. A product isn't just a product, it's a statement about their social status, personality, or lifestyle changes they are showcasing to their peers. For salespeople, tapping into this understanding is crucial. It's not always about the cost or the practical features of a product, but rather about the emotional value it offers, how it elevates the buyer's social standing. For instance, consider a shopper who enters a store with a high-end designer bag. If they ask about watches, an astute salesperson wouldn't just show them the most economical options, rather, they would guide them towards something that symbolizes status, like a Rolex. This approach involves highlighting not just the quality of the watches, but their symbolic value and desirability as an icon of luxury. This information aligns the product with the customer's aspiration for higher social recognition through their purchase choices. Understanding this layer of consumer psychology allows salespeople to adjust their strategy to meet the deeper needs of their clients, thereby enhancing the potential for successful sales outcomes. Part 6. Building trust with customers by prioritizing their needs. Have you ever felt that twinge of uncertainty just before making a significant purchase? That moment of hesitation is common, and it occurs because making a purchase means parting with a piece of our financial security. This exchange, money for a desired product, can induce a sense of vulnerability. Understanding this dynamic is crucial for salespeople. To counteract a customer's financial fears, the focus must shift towards nurturing their emotional anticipation of the product's benefits. A study from the University of Chicago highlighted that emotional anticipation often drives purchasing decisions. Amplifying this anticipation can reduce the reluctance tied to financial expenditure. One effective strategy to enhance customer confidence is offering assurances such as money-back guarantees. These not only provide a safety net, but also signal trustworthiness. However, simply saying you care isn't enough. You must also demonstrate it through genuine actions and proven credentials. Consider a scenario where a family is looking to adopt a dog. This decision is significant and fraught with considerations about compatibility and responsibility. As a salesperson in a pet store, it's your role to guide this family toward a breed that is not only child-friendly, but also suited to their lifestyle. Suppose you recommend a breed known for its ease of training and ability to stay calm when left alone. If you then provide the family with all the information they need to make an informed decision, you're not just selling a pet. You're providing a service steeped in care and responsibility. Through such thoughtful interactions, you demonstrate a deep understanding of your customers' needs. This authenticity and reliability build trust. Ultimately, satisfied customers are likely to return and even recommend your services to others, expanding your clientele based solely on trust and genuine care. Final summary. In the world of sales, success hinges not just on tactics and strategies, but significantly on psychological elements, like subconscious mindsets and self-esteem. To excel in sales, it's crucial to nurture a positive self-view and employ motivational strategies that boost subconscious confidence. Learning doesn't stop with formal education. It should be a continuous daily pursuit that involves learning from others and applying new knowledge promptly. Understanding and addressing the deep-seated needs and desires of prospects is another cornerstone of effective selling. By demonstrating empathy and aligning product benefits with customer aspirations, a salesperson can overcome buyer hesitations tied to financial or emotional costs. Establishing trust through reliability, authenticity, and proven expertise converts customer interactions into lasting relationships and repeated sales. Embrace these principles, and you're not just selling a product, you're enhancing lives while steering your sales career towards remarkable achievement. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.